Hello and welcome to another edition of International Report. Around 7 kilometres of the Corniche along the coastline at Dakar are getting a makeover. Some 500 trees and 300 shrubs are being planted along the windy cliff edge road in a bid to green the city and encourage environmental protection. The whole reforestation project was initiated by a Senegalese businesswoman, Maha Balbeki, and offers members of the public the opportunity to sponsor and plant a tree. Teens and young adults from a children's association have been recruited as the guardians of the trees and will be tasked with watering and looking after all the new plantations. Emmanuel Londe sends this report from Dakar.
Pappis is digging a hole that will soon be the new home to a beech almond tree, one of around 80 being planted today, and 130 Cordia cherry trees. The young trees just have thin wiry trunks today, but already have broad light green leaves. The native species will naturally be able to adapt to the harsh Dakar climate. Pappis is from a garden centre taking part in the Ecolibri project, a socio-environmental association started by Senegalese businesswoman Maha Balbeki, whose main mission is to clean up the capital city. She plans to reforest 7 kilometres along the city's corniche by planting 500 trees and 700 shrubs.
For the last 2 years, through my company, I've organized cleanups in public spaces. We've removed 3,000 tons of general waste and 15 tons of plastic in Dakar, and we realize that every time we clean up an area, if we don't add to it afterwards, it immediately becomes a rubbish dump again. So we decided to go even further and to replant trees across Dakar and create spaces for its citizens to live in.
The city of Dakar is one of the most polluted in the world. The majority of the 500,000 tons of rubbish produced by the city per year ends up at the landfill. Yet only 40% of the Senegalese capital is served by municipal garbage trucks due to a lack of paved and inaccessible roads. So a lot of the time, rubbish is also dumped in the street or burnt. Air quality is also some of the worst. But it must be said that Dakar is one of the few cities on the African continent that actually measures its air quality daily. Outdoor pollutants, or tiny particles in the air known as particle matter, are responsible for air pollution. In Dakar, the level of these particles is 7 times more than recommended by the World Health Organization. Part of the project is to increase tree cover to help clean up the air in Dakar.
We're in a city where we are suffocating and pollution can really be felt. We have important peaks of pollution in January and in April, and I thought we need to do something and perhaps start a movement where other people will follow our lead. And we're really happy because today alone we had about 150 people come out and plant a tree.
The Ecolibri Association wants to raise environmental awareness through action, like mobilizing people to do their bit by sponsoring a tree or planting their own. For many Dakar residents, the city's been on a downward spiral over the last decade, with fewer and fewer efforts made to keep it clean. Ousmane Diop lives near the corniche. He sees waste being dumped here every day by horse and cart men that collect rubbish from those hard-to-reach neighbourhoods.
Before, it was so ugly here, but now this seems very nice, because before it was an open-air dump, especially because of the horse and cart men. They get up at 4 or 5 a.m. to come and dump their rubbish, because every morning when I get up to pray, I hear the carts. I know they're there.
Other residents are just trying to do their bit, and planting a tree seems like as good a place as any to start.
I'm here because I think that it's a great initiative and our city's increasingly polluted. It's getting worse. We need trees. Forests are being cut down all over Senegal. And it's a really good initiative worth supporting.
It's a really great initiative, but I want to add that it was really necessary because Dakar is dry, what's happening here is really awful, and we needed an idea like this. And what's really nice to see is that so many people have come out to take part.
The trees will be looked after by the teenagers from Village Pilote, an association that takes in homeless children and gives them a second chance, either by giving them an education or vocational training like woodwork, metalwork, gardening or agriculture. Loïc Trigui is founder of Village Pilote.
Our young people have lived on the streets or been in prison. They are young people that haven't had much luck and have gotten caught up in situations that got the better of them. Today, they're working on an eco-citizen project, and they've done admirable work. They've already cleaned up 10 kilometers along the Corniche, and you see them now holding up trees and planting them. They can be proud of themselves.
On this one day in June, Dakar residents came together to take part in a worthwhile cause, but the tree planting will continue every weekend until the goal is reached. Afterwards, it'll be up to the city of Dakar to keep the momentum going to keep their city clean. For RFI, Emmanuel Landet in Dakar.